The Tragic Ending of Desi Arnaz. The Darkest Secret of Desi Arnaz. Desi Arnaz made his mark as the straight man of the comic couple behind the popular 1950s sitcom I Love Lucy. Arnaz was also a very savvy businessman. Arnaz's talents as a singer and entertainer helped to make I Love Lucy the first great television sitcom, but it was his skill as a businessman that built the Arnaz family empire. Arnaz was born Desiderio Alberto Arnaz Idahacha on March 2, 1917, in Santiago, Cuba, to Desiderio, the mayor of Santiago, and a wealthy landowner, and Dolores Arnaz, who was the daughter of a founder of the Bacardi Rum Company. The two later divorced. The Arnaz family were part of Cuba's small but vastly privileged upper class. Among their holdings were a cattle ranch, two dairy farms, and a villa on an island in Santiago Bay. As part of a distinguished political family, Arnaz was expected to attend college and pursue a career in law and politics. In 1933, when Arnaz was a teenager, the Cuban Revolution against the corrupt regime of President Gerardo Machado changed the family's course. The family home in Santiago was ransacked and burned, and his father, who recently had been elected to Congress, was jailed. Informed that he would be allowed to leave the country, Arnaz's father fled to Miami, leaving their wealth behind and later sending for his son. By the time Arnaz arrived, his father had established an import-export company, and father and son scrimped living in the company warehouse and eating canned beans. In Miami, Arnaz got a job cleaning cages for a canary dealer that paid $15 a week, a good wage for a teenager during the Depression. He left his political future and his cage cleaning job behind when he was offered a job with a Latin dance band at the Rooney Plaza Hotel for $39 a week. It was the first time he had considered a show business life for himself. He had only previously used his $5 pawn shop guitar to serenade and woo women. Xavier Cugat, then the king of Latin music in the United States, caught Arnaz's act one night and hired him. But Arnaz had to accept a salary cut down to $25 on the understanding that, if he did well, they would renegotiate. Arnaz turned out to be very popular and soon was bumped to $35. Before long, Arnaz decided he could do better on his own and told Cugat he intended to form his own band. Cugat offered instead to let him bill his new act as the Desi Arnaz and his Xavier Cugat Orchestra. Arnaz agreed to pay Cugat a royalty of $25 per week to use his name. When Cugat asked why only $25, Arnaz, already displaying his business savvy, gave Cugat the same deal Cugat had given him. He told Cugat that if they did well, they would renegotiate. Arnaz debuted his new band in 1937. The opening was a disaster. Two of the musicians were not even Latin. For the next night, Arnaz played the conga, an instrument then known in the United States. Before long, Arnaz was headlining at La Conga, a New York nightclub. He was discovered there by Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart, who put him in their new Broadway musical, Too Many Girls, in the role of a Latin exchange student. When Too Many Girls was made into a movie, Arnaz was asked to reprise his stage role. The film also starred a redhead actress named Lucille Ball. When the two met, Desi was in greasy makeup and old clothes, and I thought he wasn't so hot, she later recalled. Arnaz had the same impression of Ball, dressed in her bedraggled costume, sporting a fake black eye. Both of them quickly overcame their first impressions, and by all accounts, the chemistry between them was undeniable. In one of their first scenes together, Arnaz was to take one look at Ball and faint dead away in ecstasy. It didn't take much acting. He was the first man to call her Lucy rather than her preferred Lucille. 6 months later, the 28-year-old B-movie actress and 23-year-old band leader were married. They eloped in Connecticut with a ring bought at last minute at Woolworth's. They settled just outside Los Angeles in Chatsworth, California, on a 5-acre ranch they called Desilu. For the next few years, the couple, not yet Hollywood royalty, made their living with various projects in film, theater, and radio. Arnaz was drafted to serve in World War II in May of 1943, though an injury kept him on non-combat duty at a hospital near Chatsworth. Between touring with his band and his time away for military service, Arnaz, a notorious ladies' man, had plenty of freedom for extramarital affairs. In September of 1944, Ball, fed up with her husband's infidelity, filed divorce papers, but the couple reconciled and the process was never finalized. Arnaz received critical praise for his role in the film Baton, and one columnist even predicted that he would be the next Rudolph Valentino. Despite these successes, he was having a tough time breaking into film because of his thick accent. The now 22-piece Arnaz Orchestra was doing very well, though, and led to a role in the film Cuban Pete, which billed him as the Roomba Rhythm King. By 1948, the year Milton Berle first appeared on television, television sets existed 1 million American living rooms. In 1 year's time, Uncle Mitty's popularity had driven that number to 4 million. Arnaz and Ball formed Desilu Productions in 1948 to handle their various appearances and projects. A year later, the two were remarried in an official Catholic ceremony. By 1950, they were both successful radio stars. Arnaz was the band leader for Bob Hope's radio show, then was the Most of Your Tropical Trip, a game show. While still making films during the late 1940s, Ball starred as the flaky housewife in a hit radio comedy called My Favorite Husband. When CBS television decided to put My Favorite Husband on the air, Ball demanded that Arnaz be cast to play her husband. 50 years after the show's premiere, a single episode of I Love Lucy cost $100,000 to air. For the first time in their marriage, Ball and Arnaz were working and living together for an extended period of time. Their new schedule provided a chance for them to work on their relationship and have children. Ball and Arnaz played Lucy and Ricky Ricardo, a lovable couple who endeared themselves into the world through the television. Through it all, Arnaz always attributed the show's success to his wife, and stepped back to let Ball be the star. After Lucy became pregnant with the couple's real-life son, Desi Jr., little Ricky, their fictional son, arrived on the show. 44 million people, more than 70% of the American television audience, tuned in to watch the episode. Life was cheerful for both on-screen and off for the Arnezes. The show won Emmy Awards for Best Situation Comedy in both 1952 and 1953. With the show's runway success, the couple grew into an entertainment empire. In addition to I Love Lucy, Desi Lu produced such television hits as Our Miss Brooks, The Untouchables, and The Danny Thomas Show. The two appeared together in the films The Long, Long Trailer and Forever Darling. They made a fortune on reruns, the first of a current show in television history that created to new television owners who had missed the first episodes of the show. Desi Lu bought RKO Studios, where the couple had first met in 1957. In its heyday, Desi Lu grossed about $15 million per year and employed 800 people. The success took its toll on the couple, and they struggled to maintain their happy persona on the air. Arnez worked long hours and spent weekends on his boat in the company of various females, his wife not among them. He drank heavily and his health was jeopardized by a colon condition. He also was known to explode in abusive fits of anger. One tale of the pair's fatality included Ball aiming a gun at Asner's head and pulling the trigger, only to have a tiny flame lit from the end of the barrel, with which Arnez then casually lit his cigar. After 20 years of marriage, America's favorite couple was splitting up, and there was no kiss and makeup reconciliation at the end of the show. I Love Lucy ran until 1959, and Ball and Arnez continued a business partners after the divorce. They both remarried, Arnez to his neighbor, Edie Hirsch, and Ball went on to star in The Lucy Show, and Arnez retired to his 45-acre horse ranch in Corona, California, though he took the occasional cameo role. In 1962, he sold his rights to Ball, who then ran Desi Lu on her own, producing such popular television shows as Star Trek and Mission Impossible. Arnez produced the television series The Mothers-in-Law in 1967. In his autobiography titled A Book, published in 1976, Arnez wrote, "All I can say is that I loved her very much, and in my own peculiar way, I will always love her. I Love Lucy was never just a title." Ball visited Arnez's bedside before he died of lung cancer in 1986. He was only 69 years old. Goodbye, legendary actor, band leader, comedian, Desi Arnez.